We back.
Back.
I like your guys' backgrounds. Hooker, you're on the beach.
Yep, on the beach.
That
Lake Michigan.
Is the Dreadlore book. Simon, you hear Mariah get finished. She washes her face or something. You can't really tell. Hear the toilet flush. And the door lock pop open. And she opens it up. Her hair is all pulled back and damp. As she kind of looks sheepishly up at you. And then walks, you know, past.
I think I have a slice of bologna and some bread. Maybe
I could eat a horse.
I don't have any horse, but Baloney maybe has horse in it.
she giggles.
And I got some mustard. You give her mustard. So yeah. I'll make her a quick little sandwich and hand it to her.
As you're in the kitchen, you know that Tony's television is really loud.
I'm used to this stuff.
As it kind of goes in between the news and white noise, and it sounds like maybe it's blipping like blah, 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 psh, blah, 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 psh.
Well, I guess they haven't left yet. We probably want to beat them. So, let's take your sandwich. I'm going to swing near your place and see if I can see a commotion before we head to Bell Island.
We're okay splitting with that? Up? We're splitting up?
Do you want to ride into a van?
Mm.
Okay. I'm not. We're just driving in separate vehicles. It's we'll swing by real quick and get a little head start on them.
Okay. She eats the sandwich.
Well, you don't have to. You can take it with you.
Oh, okay.
I've eaten a lot in my car. I'm not worried about crumbs.
As you start leaving, Yeah, you get to the elevator. You know, it's on the first floor. Hit the button. Ding. Ding. Hits the fourth. Starts to open up. You note that a man wearing a sort of nondescript clothes, trench coat. It's all, you know, slick with rain. A little caddy-looking hat. And he's got, he's clean shaven. Maybe in his 40s. It's kind of hard to tell. Steely gray eyes. He's in the elevator. He does that thing that you do when you're riding up in an elevator and it stops at the floor. You're not sure if it's your floor or not. As he kind of takes a step and looks up at the little ticker and then moves back to wait.
Okay. I'm going to bid cop. And this is a reminder that I know everybody in the building. Or I know of everybody in the building. So I'm bidding cop to see, well, if it's somebody that I know, and if it's not, if I can get a sense of what he would be here for. If he means ill of anything, if he seems shifty, shady, right, that sort of stuff, or just visiting somebody.
Bidding cop, you have no idea who this guy is. Never seen him before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never seen him before. As for up to no good type stuff, it's almost like whatever sense you have is kind of reflected back at you. You don't get much of a sense at all off this guy. At first glance, he's pleasant. I mean, enough. He's a little austere. Very nondescript. At first, you might even think he's calm. But then you realize, as you're kind of looking at him, maybe even cock your head a little bit, perhaps there's a twinkle in your eye, you realize he's very good. Huh?
He's a PI as well.
Perhaps. That definitely could cross your mind. You can throw down. The threshold for this will be... Hold. Hold. Will be three.
Three. So I'll do my wits.
Yep.
Ah, crap. Why can you be one more?
Remember, you got abilities and stuff.
No, I didn't. I rolled a 9. I was like, oh, I want that 10.
Give it a dad.
Our bit rate is still high.
I'm going to bid my new trait on my suit, which is Lick.
Nice.
So that would be
extra die.
A 1d6, right?
Yeah, if it has one trait, then be a d6.
Yeah, one trait. Well, I'm at limbo. Because I had 3 from before, and the extra thing didn't help any.
Now, you have, just as a reminder, you have a notable NPC with you, Mariah. Since she's a notable, she has 1 dead. Your narrative NPCs give you 3, although you guys have not made any of your NPCs narrative yet. But my point is, you could bid Mariah to aid you. But everybody has to agree, because you only have that many bids per game session.
Yeah, I'm okay being at limbo, because it's a yes, but, so.
Oh, as you're sitting there, you see kind of yourself reflected back at you. You're pretty sure. Is he a PI? He's here for a reason, for certain. But you're not sure, as you almost find yourself concluding he's either a cop or he's a private investigator. And, I mean, he's not going to find anything. Knowing the people that live in this building, knowing that he didn't know what floor he was going to, right? Like, the likelihood that he's after you is pretty low. And then, you notice him hiding his hands behind his back. There's a flash in your mind of, when he saw you, he did this. And also, wait a minute, elevators don't work this way. When you go up in an elevator, it takes you to the floor you're trying to go to. And bypasses someone who's hit down. Which means he's trying to get to this floor.
Afternoon.
He nods. You see him take note really quickly. It's all in the eyes of Mariah.
So, you're looking for someone? Never seen you around here before.
He kind of looks at you, cockeyed a little bit. He's trying to get to my floor.
And that would be...
Must have hit the wrong one. 6.
6? Okay, well let's...
Tell me how.
Hi.
Nord, will you roll me a d12 and tell me if it's a 7 or higher?
I will. It is not. It is not by a lot. I rolled a 1.
As Simon, there's only 5 floors.
Oh, the 6th button seems to be missing.
World action. The guy, quicker than you've seen in a very long time, moves forward. His hands come out for your throat. They're covered in these blue gloves, like tactical gloves. As he goes to grab you, Mariah screams. That's world action. Back in Tony's apartment, you see Cloyce looming behind Nord as the lights, or the light of his flash dies away. The kitchen is bathed in an otherworldly darkness, and you see 2 little pinpricks for eyes and a dark silhouette as it moves forward like a bad monster movie. Right over top of Nord. Is anyone going to spend cunning, or are the bad guys going to go first?
I'm spending cunning.
Does anyone not?
I will probably not spend cunning, because I don't think I see it if it's behind me.
You, as a player, you have agency, so you can react, but you can't. You're right. You don't know it's there, but you can see him.
You can also
wait.
Terrified. I think I'll wait.
Okay. So, because you guys dropped cunning, you know what the bad guys are doing. We'll stick with the elevator scene first. This guy lunges towards you, Simon. Mariah screams. Or she yells. She doesn't scream. Your turn.
I reach for my slapjack.
You have your slapjack.
Okay. I'm going to try to hit him with it before he gets to me.
What are you doing? You give him the Mike Tyson punk, or punch? Or the NOA?
Yeah.
That guy.
Just punch. I'm going to bid Bad Cop. That's one trait I haven't had a chance to use yet.
Yeah. All right, you bid Bad Cop. You will need to throw down.
That's Brawn.
And yeah, we'll call this Brawn or Grace, whichever one makes sense. And let's see. Simon, would you throw down for me a D10 and a D8? Tell me if you get any successes on it.
Against myself?
I'm sorry, not Simon. Tony. I keep on mixing you guys up.
A D10 and a D8, huh?
Put down against yourself.
I got 2 successes.
The threshold is 5.
Uh-oh.
I'm not even sure how it's possible to get that with a D10 and a D8.
It is because bad guys have a thing called bow def, which is bonus defense, and his is a +3.
Oh. I'm going to bid Harden.
Makes him hard. He is a difficult antagonist. Yep.
And yes. To activate Master at Arms.
Yeah, there are abilities, so you all know, that actually make antagonists lose their bonuses and reduces their die and that kind of stuff.
I'm going to bid stunning on my blackjack.
And you can also do blackjack. Just so Tony knows, you can do stuff where, like, I mean, if you can change the scene somehow and argue that it should be, you have a benefit, like, you know, maybe with a narrative point or a pip or something, you can do that too. All right. So you're doing all that, Simon. As this guy lunges for you, you're swinging to hit him. As you see, he's moving so quickly, like almost too quickly. Did he just catch you off guard?
Yeah, he did. Because I, out of rolling 4 die, got 1 success.
You got breath, and you got proficiency.
Oh, yeah, but I forgot about proficiencies. Let me...
proficiencies let you re-roll?
Because I bid stunning on the blackjack, and I actually bid my suit. So that's the two of them. I can't do ninja gear anymore.
Correct.
So let me...
But your proficiencies can let you re-roll those dice. I have no idea what you said. Yeah, I think maybe your batteries are dying on your phone. Or not your phone. Headphones?
Let me see.
Oh, you're back.
Okay. I hear you now.
Yeah.
Yay, internet.
Internet. Computer.
Okay. So I have 4 proficiencies. Or I got 4. So I still didn't hit the thing, but I'm only losing by 1.
All right. Do you want to have Mariah aid you?
Are you guys okay with that? Yes.
Okay. I will have Mariah's been bid. You get a D10 for her.
Okay.
So you all know that is rather high.
Yeah, that gave me 2 more, so that puts me 1 over.
Nice. Since you got over, how does Mariah aid you in doing this?
She sees them go towards me, and she runs up and kicks them in the shin.
Yeah, as she runs up, asshole, and kicks him in the shin. He's like, oh, fuck, and kind of stumbles into your blackjack.
What?
Go ahead and roll your damage, and you get a +1 to it since you beat the threshold by 1.
Okay, so that's 3 total.
3? Nice. As you smack this guy right in the face, his head kind of cocks to the side from the force of this, you know, this weighted blackjack. He stumbles into you, and you definitely hurt him. He kind of groans, as maybe you crack some teeth or something. Next cunning on YouTube.
I'll be right back.
Yep. It'll be Tony.
So I'm sitting here faced with Cloyce, right?
Directly in front of you. So you guys are in the door jamb of your kitchen, in between your kitchen and your living room. And directly in front of you is Nord. You're holding the book. Nord is holding his camera with the light, the flash dying down, and in its dying light, you see Cloyce behind Nord, looming over him, like he's going to grab him like Bigfoot.
You know, I say, Nord, turn around.
As Nord, you look up and see Simon go, not Simon, see Tony go over your shoulder. Nord, turn around and just wonder what is behind you. Tony, are you doing anything? Because you don't have to spend cunning to talk.
Yeah. I'm pulling out my gun.
As Nord, you see Tony pull out his... pull out a gun and rack it. Nord, you can talk. You just can't.
Oh, thanks. I was acting. That was me.
That was me.
Like, okay, buddy.
Oh shit.
I'm good. Is there something? Can I look behind me? Is there anything there? No, hands up.
So if you drop cunning, then you can act.
Yeah, I didn't drop cunning. Okay. Should I wait to drop cunning, or is now the time? Like,
now would be the time. You can technically wait till the bad guy goes, but. To interrupt it, but you can only wait so far, and then it's just their turn.
I'm going to say one more thing.
Mm. Yeah.
To Nord. Nord?
Okay.
Duck.
I will spend cunning at that point.
Okay. And what do you do? do you duck?
Yeah, I duck.
All right, Nord ducks. What are you doing, Tony?
I point my gun at him.
At Nord?
No. At Cloyce.
All right. You do.
And I say, stop. Don't go anywhere. Keep your hands up.
Is that all you're going to do?
No, if he moves, I'm going to shoot him.
Okay. You have a semi-automatic, right? Or is it a revolver?
Yeah. I believe it's a revolver.
Oh, okay, so you don't rack it. Yep. Nord, the action's still on you. You've ducked.
I look to see if I see anything.
As you turn and look, you see it's otherworldly darkness in the kitchen. It is, but you can't see the far wall, and you're only 6-7 feet away from it.
Well,
there's ambient light. There's ambient light from the living room that does not pierce this darkness. And you see the silhouette of this massive dude and these little star pinpricks of eyes looking down. You smell seawater and brine and filth.
Because I have my camera in my hands and I'm ready to go with it. I just click a shot with the flash.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
All right, I bid
my camera and flash. Okay. I'll bid the flash.
Okay, well, that's all you're going to do. As you bid the flash, and you take a camera, you take a photo, it slams into the darkness, a flash against the darkness. And you see standing before you, Cloyce, his head is turned around like it's been screwed back on. His neck is all twisted a couple times. He's looking down with just slop and this maw of a mouth. It's all been ripped up. His eyes are glowing. He's got this gnarly bullet wound in his forehead. Hair like seaweed coming down. Hands with claws like talons of some sort. As he lunges forward, you flash him as he's like, oh! Tony, he's not stopping. He is going to kill you both. You think?
All right, well, as he starts to move forward, I shoot him.
All right. What do you bid to shoot him?
I'm going to bid hardened.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead and throw down.
So it's a D10 plus...
A D10 as your action die?
Yeah.
And your aspect, this would be grace.
Okay. One success.
Sorry, the internet. Nord, as you duck and pivot on your heel, throwing your camera up, flashing this dude, we'll say that somehow Cloyce is blinded temporarily. As it's, oh, my eyes! As he's coming forward, which will reduce the threshold a little bit, as you see Tony just, he doesn't hold out the gun, he just shoots it from the hip, like in a cowboy movie. like he, maybe there's the wondering of, does he know what he's doing? The answer is maybe not. As he's like, ha! And shoots from his hip. You notice the barrel is not pointed up like enough.
Oh no.
So you get one success. Are you going to do ninja gear? Are you going to do proficiencies? Abilities?
To
all
dodge,
the stuff you can do.
To dodge
no, 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 no. No, I'm talking about, about Tony. To make that a higher number. So I'm gonna. We're all learning, but there's a point where I'm not gonna tell you anymore because you got to know it. I also have a cheat sheet if I can send it to you if you want.
In the book, I think there's also a cheat sheet.
Yeah, but nobody pages. Reads the book.
I read the book. It's
you
good book.
Book.
You write well.
Good goddamn book, goddamn it.
I think it's a great book. I wouldn't be here. If the book was bad, I would not be here.
I'm going to bid. I mean, I've got pistols and ninja gear.
So, does it have any traits on it?
No, it's got bullets.
All right. So, since it doesn't have any traits, if you bid it, it will give you a D4 extra die.
All right, I'll bid it.
Okay.
That's a 1.
All right, that does not give you any extra successes. Do you have any abilities that deal with shooting people or using guns?
No.
You're a border guard. Why not?
Exactly. I mean, I go to the range here and there.
Well, you should probably invest in an ability that does this. You can spend breath to go immediately to limbo. And
yeah.
That means that it deals half damage.
I'll do that.
Okay. As you drop breath, spend 1 point of breath. Breath is the medium that ties your physical body to your soul. It's your breath. When you spend it, it either figuratively or literally ages you in some way. The explanation for this is, or an example of this is, the mother who her baby's trapped under a car, and she lifts up the car. You know, this like 110-pound woman lifts up the car. She spent breath. So it's that kind of thing. You rip your muscles. You do that kind of thing, depending on the situation. As Tony, describe to Nord what this looks like, you spending breath and shooting Cloyce.
It looks like someone inappropriately screaming, pulling at a gun, possibly getting the job done anyways, but not. I mean, you realize Tony's a border guard and not a SWAT team for a reason. I jump up too, right? It's like I jump up on my feet almost like I'm on my tiptoes for no reason.
As he looks
really weird.
And shoots this gun indoors in a very confined space. Both of you have a condition. It's called an other condition. So it's less severe than an actual condition, which is deafened. So your ears are hurting and ringing. You can still hear. It's just muffled and that kind of stuff. So both of you have that condition right now. Roll damage, sir.
It's a D6.
Your revolver, do you have it written down?
No.
I think most are 2D4s, aren't
they? Yeah, firearms are usually, if it's a medium weapon, it's 2D4 plus 1.
All right.
2D4 plus 1. If it's like a 45, it's 2d4 plus 1. Is that?
If it's like a 45, it's like a 2d6 plus 1.
Oh.
If it's like a heavy. Yeah. A heavy gun, a heavy weapon does d6s. Medium do d4 plus 1.
But a 9mm is going to do 2d.
It 2d 2d4 plus 1. 9mm. Yeah, like a 22 do just 2d4.
4 total.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
With 4 total, limbo means that it does half damage, so you deal 2 damage to this guy. And it is rounded up. Not that that matters right now. As you shoot him somewhere in the body, it doesn't matter what the threshold was because you hit breath. As he kind of stumbles up, and into Nord. Back in the elevator. So the bad guys are actually going now.
Can you hear me okay? I had to, my other headphones crept up.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're just very bassy.
Sorry. Muffled.
I apologize. I don't know what was going on.
So, this guy, he's been kicked in the shin. We'll say that dealt like 1 damage. and you slapped him in the face. You see some bruising on his face. The average person can't take that more than 2 or 3 times if they're really tough. This guy, he coming at you, he's his advance has stopped since you know he's got these 2 people and he's within this elevator. So you kind of have him at a bit of a disadvantage. That said, and the elevator doors do this hunk, like to close, he shoves them to the side with such force, they bang like bells, dong, tolling, as it hurts your ears, Simon. Do you realize this guy is really strong? Maybe even the two where his hands went out, there's actually a little bit of a dent on the metal as he goes to punch you. This would be a reaction roll, so your action die and your grace or brawn, or if you can make a case for it, something else. I'll have someone roll for this dude. Nord, will you roll me a d10 and a d8? We're going to say since he has a, you have him at a disadvantage, I'll reduce his bow death by 1.
What's good? Is it 7, 1 or 2 successes?
4 to a 7 is 1 success, 8 and up is 2 successes.
Okay, so I got a 10, and so I have 3 successes.
And then 7. Yeah, so that makes it.
It's a lot of success.
Good.
A good roll.
Threshold 5, baby.
You guys quit rolling against me.
Sorry. Yeah, his bow death is 3. So anyone who wants to know, like, how to run. There's a chart in the core book, but this guy would be like, he'd be like a challenge 7 or so. 7 or 8. He's pretty tough.
Okay, so that's
like he's a boss.
So he technically has 5, right?
Yeah.
3 from the die and you lowered it 1. It's okay.
Because it can.
I need nothing. Rolled dice. It's not my fault. I'm lucky for them.
Well, Gotham gave some.
Narrative point to Simon, I think.
Yes. She gave me one in the last battle. Can I use that now in this attack?
Yeah. So a narrative point, it doesn't add to anything, but you can change the scene in your favor, so maybe it lowers the threshold somehow or changes the scene in your favor. So what would that be? As he's going to give you a right cross. You got Mariah there. He's in the door of the elevator.
As she kicks him in the other shin. just as he's swinging. Is that fine?
Sure, like, sure. As she kicks him right in the kneecap, like her mom taught her to do. Boom! Yeah. Right in the patella. As he's like, oh, fuck my patella!
Yeah.
So it'll be a threshold 4 instead of 5. Okay. It'll just give you a bonus. Unless it'd be better to give you a D10 too. I mean, it's whatever. How much lower are you?
Right now I'm at 3. 3 successes.
Yeah.
And so
we'll say, we'll say that instead of lowering the threshold, she aids you again with a D10.
With a D10.
So it's still threshold 5. You still need an 8 up.
I got a 10.
Oh,
yeah.
So that puts it at 5.
To your limbo. Do you have anything to push it over? Baphomet says yay.
So I did one there.
Yeah, thanks, kid. I'm going to sacrifice the shit.
I did one of my. Would it make sense to do my fast?
I mean, maybe not the best.
Stick that in his nose.
you spit it in his face. Whatever.
That didn't get a success. So let's add two. Yeah, let's do Skullduggery.
Skullduggery's
a bomb. Oh, there we go. That picked up 2 on that. Okay,
nice.
So that puts me at 7 total. Sorry.
You get a narrative point.
Okay.
So he tries to punch you right cross with the strength that can dent metal.
Well, here's what happens.
He misses. Narrative point on you. What happens?
She comes up like... He starts to swing. She kicks him in the other shin.
And
when she does that, he goes, ow! And his fist goes down and hits me in the chest where my flask is. Ha ha! Seaside with the flask in there.
Indeed, I get it.
Yeah.
As your flask saves you.
Yeah.
Narrative point, you want anything else to happen?
If I go higher than him, does he take damage or anything?
No, but he utterly, he doesn't deal any damage whatsoever.
Okay. In this situation, though, like, let's say when he hits my flask, but he doesn't, like, hit it in the center. He hits it on the corner and, like, hurt. He's like, wow, because it's kind of a tough part of the metals.
Sure, I'll give,
you don't have to give me damage, but it's
I'll say that deals 1 damage. He's gone. As he punches your flask, and she's like, God damn it! As you may maybe move back 2 or 3 feet, like in a Marvel movie, you slide on the carpet. You smell a little bit of the rug burn. As he hits you really fucking hard, it'll probably bruise, even through your clothes and such. The thought may cross your mind, that could have killed you. As you see him standing directly next to Mariah. As he's punched you, he's holding his hand, he looks at her. We have a fate roll really quick. We'll say Nord and Tony. Which one is Fortune? Which one is False Fortune?
I won last time with Fortune, so I feel like I should switch to False Fortune. What do you think? Tony.
It's up to you all.
I'll be Fortune.
Okay. Here are the stakes.
No, I'm rolling high tonight.
Here are the stakes. If False Fortune, he hits Mariah. If Fortune, he tries to, but she kicks him in the balls instead. Okay.
Oh, shit. So bad. I got 81.
I got a 1. So,
anybody
we cannot kill Leah's kid.
Anybody? Anybody gonna drop a proficiency to have them reroll?
I would. I would like my last. Oh.
All right, you do.
We'll let Kim do it since he rolled badly. All
right,
let me do it.
All right, so
I'll drop my learning proficiency.
Okay. So you guys reroll. I'm going to use the little arbiter rule. We can only reroll 3 times.
Okay. Am I still False Fortune?
Yeah.
Or can we switch it?
Nope. All right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Rolled higher.
What'd you get?
84.
57.
All right. I'm going to drop one more because I'm rolling too good.
All right. Do it again.
I'm going to drop my movement.
As you see this guy.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Like measuring the pimp hand. Mariah's like, she looks over at you, Simon. Looks back at him. He's like,
well, it's the lowest one I've rolled so far, but it's not that low. It's 66.
84.
As wham! He smacks the door frame, Simon, and his hand embeds in it. As Mariah ducks underneath and does like a Johnny Cage, like, into his nutsack. There's a moment where he's looking at his hand, because it obviously hurt. And then he gets uppercutted by a 10-year-old girl in the nuts. She does like the thing where she's like, and he goes down, and he's like, She kicks him in the face. As he falls back, the elevator doors go and close as he starts going down. So that's his bad guy turn. That's what happens there.
So he's in the elevator and we're out of the elevator?
Or? Yeah. Yeah, you're out of the elevator.
Okay.
In the room, Cloyce grabs you, Nord. Gonna make a reaction roll. This is your action die. And perfect. Either your grace or your brawn, or if make a case for something else.
I would like to
can make a case. I do have jujitsu as a trait.
Yeah.
So I'm versatile in the arts of being on the ground.
Well, you don't need to bid for it. Although, because a reaction, you don't have to bid to make the action. But okay. If you can use jiu-jitsu to activate something, then that could help you.
Sure.
Or when you advance next time, you can make jiu-jitsu an ability. In that case, it would really help.
Okay. I get it. Well,
let me take the threshold first. And actually, you'll first make the throwdown, which is your action die and your aspect. So make that and against the threshold, and if you have to modify it, then you can start thinking about it. Tony, will you roll me a D10 and a D10?
Two D10s?
Yep.
5 and a 0.
How many successes is that?
Three.
Three.
I got one. All right.
The threshold is 5.
Okay. Can I do when plans go awry?
Yeah.
Is my ability?
What does that ability do?
It gives me it takes an utter failure and makes it into like a regular failure.
Oh, you are not at an utter failure. Just at a normal failure.
Or it takes a normal failure and turns it into limbo.
Really?
Yep.
That's a powerful fucking ability.
It is.
Yeah. Apparently I wrote it. Yeah. That makes sense. Indeed. Tell me how that works. As he comes to grab you, how do you make this limbo instead of failing?
Well, because I'm on the ground and I'm a jiu-jitsu guy, grab him with my legs. And I like try to like trip him and take him down and pull him down to the ground.
Like Scorpion in Mortal Kombat. I know what you're talking about. You give him the little but if you've ever tried that move, you realize it's really hard to pull off.
It's hard. I'm sure that he'll hurt me. I just don't think I'll get hurt as bad as maybe thrown across and completely decimated. Because I've seen him throw somebody out a window before.
Tony, you see Nord go down into Nega Chiva, this fucking like capoeira move, as he grabs on to Cloyce with his... He kind of entangles his legs around Cloyce's, as Cloyce is like... And Nord kind of like, he has his hands on the ground, and his whole body is lifted up, holding, grappling Cloyce. Cloyce, this monstrous looking dude, his brow seems to furrow around that bullet wound in his head. Looking down at this guy as he, as he takes him, tries to claw at his face. Nord is too squirrely as Cloyce kind of stumbles around in the limbo is he just swings him at a wall. As Nord, you slam into the bookshelf, letting go. It's up to you. Do you try to maintain the grapple or do you let go?
I'm gonna let go because I don't want to be close to this person.
As he swings him, he lets his legs go and goes, yeah! Hitting the bookshelf, spinning with the friction and landing up at the door. You will take half damage since you hit limbo instead. Lord. You will take 3 damage.
Okay.
As I rolled a 1. As you whoop, 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 the bookshelf explodes. Books, all of your books, Tony, all of your books, all over the ground. Nord will say, since it was limbo, and not a failure. You hold on to your camera. Your camera's fine. As you are, you have some lacerations. All right. Finally, the player turn. What do you all do?
Can I bid Kobayashi Maru? It's my ability that allows me to get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's the arbiter gives you a way out.
It gives me a way out.
It is
that may be terrible.
Is, right. It's achievable, but not necessarily likely.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't depend on. I mean, it depends on the situation.
Sure.
So you're gonna drop Kobayashi Maru?
But I wanna grab. This is what I wanna do. I wanna grab Tony. And does he still have the book in his hand, or did he use that to hurt something?
Yeah.
I want to grab Tony, and seeing that he, like, spent some breath, or, you know, seeing that he is, like, maybe not the fighter that we all thought he was, I'm going to grab him.
I'm not even the fighter I thought I was.
And I feel like we should get the fuck out. I'm an okay fight. I mean, I held my own for a second, but, you know, I'm not like all guns barren, you know, kind of dude. I'm more like the best fights are won by running away.
You're the leg grappling guy.
especially a sort of valor.
What's the...
Or can I... Can I just use it worked in the past, and just that's
which
a trait.
One
well, if I use the trait, let's use the trait first. It worked in the past, which is a vagabond. You know, I've been a vagabond. I've slipped out of situations. Why don't we try with the trait first and doing it?
Since you're just getting it. Since you're bidding this trait, what are you trying to do? Just find a way out?
I want to run out the door.
Okay. Yeah. As you go up to the door...
And I want to pull Tony with me, if that's possible.
Yeah, and you're pulling Tony. You get to the door, you realize it is locked. You try to do the bolt. The bolt won't turn.
Shit.
So, you can throw down. You can throw down to make it turn somehow. Go ahead. Threshold, two.
Can I use my quick and dirty, I'm a tinker, kind of ability? And to activate that ability? Do what?
You would throw down first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to throw down underdog.
Well, you've already done that.
Okay.
You've already bid your trade. Now you need to throw down the threshold.
Okay. So that's... That's D10 and 2D10.
Well, it's up to you. What the aspect would be brawn, unless you can make a case for it being something other.
Well, I mean, I don't... Oh, so I can't physically open it. It is a strength thing. Well, I don't have a whole lot of brawn. I do have wits and grace, though. I mean, I can try to throw down with the brawn. That's fine. That's fine.
So do it. Threshold the brawn.
All right. Got some brawn. That is one success.
All right. As
can I? You're, good.
Go on.
I was gonna say I could do a fabrication to reroll.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And so, that is still one success.
Now is when you could do ninja gear and abilities.
Okay, so I would like to do the quick and the dirty, which is a MacGyvering a way through a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this lock should be, you know, open.
MacGyverable?
Yeah, so I'm just going to, like... Is there anything hard next to me, like a rock or like a
You said there was a hammer around or something?
Yeah, there was a hammer.
Okay. I'm just going to take the hammer and, like, knock the side of the lock to try and get it to, like, maybe it's just jammed and it just needs that little tap to, like, bloop.
Indeed. Open. A little hammering. So that MacGyver, I believe, gives you an extra die.
Okay. Is that a D10 or a D...
I think it's a D6. And it, I believe it...
It's not upgraded.
Yeah, I think it's a D6. Usually the abilities, when they give you extra dice, start at D6s, usually.
So that's a failure.
Tony, you can aid him. It is your turn, too. It's the player turn. Tony is...
Yeah. I will aid him.
All right. What aspect are you going to give him, and what are you going to bid to do it?
I'm going to aid him with whiffs.
So what's that die?
That's 3, so that would be a D6.
Okay. So, Nord, you get a D6, and what do you bid, Tony, to do that? You cannot bid aspects, but you when you aid, you give them one of your aspects.
Yeah. I will bid I'm going to bid a character trait.
Good. Which one?
I'm going to bid my motto.
What is it?
What the fuck kind of job can I get with 10 years of Latin?
All right, I feel like I need a scene here. Go ahead and roll it and see what you get. You need a success and to get to limbo. All right, you guys describe what is this for both of you. What do the viewers see?
I mean, I it's the two stooges. You know, Nord's running at the door. He just got thrown across the room. Sees a hammer, and he just, like, slams on it. And
it
then
digs into the door. Like, here's Johnny. Simon, you hear, wham! That's clearly a hammer going through a door.
Simon would also have heard the gunshot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, you hear, buy him! But you got to realize, this is round one. This just happened.
Yeah.
Sort of all happened simultaneously, I guess.
Yeah. As Tony is, you're sitting there, maybe your back is to Nord. You see Cloyce getting up, leering at you as he stalks towards both of you. Outside, still player turn. Simon, what are you doing? You hear what? From Tony's room.
Hey, I'm going to look down at my eye and go,
and a gunshot.
Good job, Ballbuster.
I got it, didn't I?
But I'm going to, like, kind of sweep her up and put her onto my back, piggyback style.
Yep.
And so then I hear the gunshot, and I'm like, hold on, but stay tucked down. And I'll run.
The one guy, Tony, the Romanian, opens and stands out in front of you a little bit. What's this going on?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it out.
Who is that girl?
And I will run towards...
You run past it.
Yeah, I'm like, no time now. And I'll be like, get back inside. And, I will pull out my gun.
Do you think anything to make him compliant, or do you just yell at him and run by with your gun?
No, I'm gonna yell at him and run by pulling out my gun.
As he runs in, and you can almost envision him dialing the police. Yeah. As you get to the door, Tony's door, you see the end of a hammer sticking out. As you hear, and you hear them arguing. What are you guys saying? As Simon, this is all your guys' play. What are you guys saying? What does Simon run into?
Why'd you lock the door?
I didn't lock the door. Just like I didn't turn off the lights.
I can't open the door.
Mariah, it's like she has claws in your neck, Simon. And she goes, what was that noise?
Stand back.
You guys stand back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing, Simon?
I'm going to kick the door in.
All right. What are you bidding?
I'm going to bid streets, which is my background, because I know how to do this.
Yep.
I kick right by the door handle. No, it's in the middle of the door. You kick right by the handle at the point where you're trying to break it.
All right, go ahead and throw down. The threshold is 2, but because you actually have a strategy, it'll be threshold 1.
Okay. Who's this, Braun?
I'd give it Braun, yeah.
Yeah, Braun.
You could say Grace. It depends. Like hitting it at the weak point.
Right. Okay, so that's A2.
All right, so you beat it by 1. Just as you two move out of the way, the door slams open. Wham! Smacking against the wall. More shit falls off. TV turns on. And is blaring, yet again, some Italian opera. Simon, standing there, looking like he's from, like, Die Hard. He's got, like, a gun in one hand, a little girl wrapped around his neck. What are you wearing? Do you have, like, a jacket on? Like,
yeah, I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like a, like a suit, probably, like, brownish.
Wear a brown suit like a PI.
I have different colored suits, but they're not, like, big elaborate things. The other one was covered in
the 70s, not too long ago. I get it.
Yeah.
As Thor, wham, opens up, he kicks it so hard, it slams against the wall and then closes again. Like, it pops back open. yeah. You see Nord with lacerations and Tony right behind him holding this massive book and a gun that's smoking. The TV blaring, the electricity flashing on and off. Somehow it's dark in there. The windows, the drapes are pulled down. Some weird shit's going on in there. World action. The TV is turned on. The electricity flashes, turns off. In the room, it's, again, pitch black. You do have the light from the hallway now that the door is open, and you see Mariah and Simon. You two that are actually in the room, you note Cloyce has moved back into the kitchen. All you can see is his dark silhouette in the inky darkness and his two pinpricks of eyeballs as he slides, almost floats out of sight into the kitchen. There's brine seawater everywhere. On the walls, there's some of Nord's blood on the walls and such. As the TV continues blasting, people are starting to come out of their rooms, questioning down the hallway. What the fuck's going on? I don't know. What the fuck is you? What are those gunshots? The action is on you all.
What's going on in here?
Should we, like, attack this guy? I mean, I feel like we just, ouch.
Get out of here.
Thanks for coming. Can I be a child of the world? Wait. I think I pulled that out. Can I bid Ranger, which is a background?
To do what?
To see if Cloyce is gone.
You gotta go in the kitchen?
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably flash the camera flash one more time. I'll take one more photo of in the kitchen.
You guys see Nord creep over to the kitchen. Camera first. As your flash goes off, you see an empty kitchen. The way you'd seen it before. There's brine and seawater all over the place.
Is Cloyce still there?
Doesn't look like it.
I go unplug the TV.
It's already unplugged.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked
still
up.
Going.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
What are you guys doing?
So what's going on in here?
A few people are getting closer to this room, Simon. What's going on? Why do you have a gun? Simon?
Tony, did your gun just go off by accident?
What?
Okay, I'm going to bid authoritative to be like, okay, and I'll put my gun into my pocket. I'll be like, sorry guys, I think Tony just accidentally shot a round off by accident.
Oh my god, he shot a gun in an apartment complex?
Everything's okay. I've got things under control. Go back to your apartments, it'll be alright. Don't worry about it. Y'all know me. Everything seems to be fine.
Fitting authority and the fact that you are who you are, and they know you, people start, you know, arguing and such, but they are going back to their apartments. They're not getting close. Maybe the authority makes them realize that perhaps there's a crime scene. They don't want to be involved. Who knows? Some one of the other guys, he's like making jokes like, yeah, that's not all he shot off. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. You do hear, or you feel, Mariah tug at your arm as you hear, ding, ding, of the elevator down the hallway, around the corner.
Yeah. Everything's fine, everyone. I will step back into the room and go, what happened in here? We've got a guy coming up the elevator. We do probably need to get out. But hopefully this will buy us some time.
Cloyce was back.
Mariah goes, wait, again?
He's got more lives than a cat.
What was that?
He's got more lives than a cat. Let's go.
So I will head out. I will head with Mariah and be like, and try to head to the stairs. Are the stairs can I get to the stairs before the elevator?
Like, oh yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a square shape or a U shape. Yeah, it's a U shape. So there's stairs here and there's stairs there.
Okay.
As you go toward the stairs, you see Rebecca pop out of a room. What's going on?
Everything's fine. Don't worry. Tony just accidentally discharged around.
Oh, really? And she kind of looks at you coyly. Wait, you mean like a gun?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go check on the other floors and make sure everyone's okay. Don't worry about it.
You see her shifty eyes.
See you later.
Realizing he's in trouble. realizing there's trouble, she's, okay. And you hear her locks go. As you guys get to the stairs, the TV is still on. The lights are still flashing in Tony's room.
Did you get that book, Tony?
Oh, yeah. I still got it.
Yeah, keep that. Are we sure this guy's... That was close. How did he get here? Oh, my gosh. He came out of the...
Are you guys going to the stairs? Or are you
staying? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm getting the hell out of there as fast as possible.
This has happened like a couple of times. It seems like it happens and then it stops. Do you think it's going to keep happening?
Should we shut the door? So really quick, Nord, you're lingering back at the apartment. You're moving with him?
I'm moving with him and saying that.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't have anything in the apartment. I don't care.
I just want to make sure we know where we are at certain times.
No, I'll follow these guys.
You get to the stairs as he's saying all these things. Go on.
I'm going to go into the stairs and pause for just a minute. Does the steel wall, does it have like the window that you can see through with like the crisscrossy, or is it a full wall, a full door?
Yeah, you can see it.
Okay. So I'm going to get run in the door, I'm going to get the door shut, and I'm going to watch for just a few minutes to see if that guy comes down this hallway.
As you guys get to the stairs, are you all staying on this floor? Are you going down or up?
I'm going down.
I'm going to stick with these guys. I'm going to stay with Simon.
Okay, Tony, you start descending by yourself.
And I might say, Tony, stop.
Where's Mariah, Simon?
She's still on my back.
As you're standing up there on the opposite side, you see Nord, but Tony has gone down. As you're waiting, Mariah says, shouldn't we go? Isn't he going to come back? As you see the elevator starting to open.
I've got my hand on her hand. And I'm like, I'm just watching to see if he comes down this hallway. If he does, we're going to head down the stairs.
As the elevator doors open, you see Rhea come out. What the hell? And that is where we're going to end.
Awesome.
So, next session, when we start, we will likely start with Rhea and what happened with her. As far as you know, she's not dead. Maybe. And then we'll start with you guys actually getting back together. And you find out what the fuck's going on, maybe. All right. Little Gotham says, them D&D players at it again, making the property values lower with their gunshots.
There's always a little collateral damage.
Dreadlore players. special thanks to our Patreon patrons, one of whom is playing presently. Narrative NPC, Mr. Daniel Holker. Thanks, sir. Recurring star is Mr. Tim Roberts. Thank you, sir. Media production on this is Couchfire Media. Music by all lowercase letters. And Mr. Interrupt, and the broadcasting and such. So, as anyone who's watching this, obviously we do, we're live streaming on Twitch every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's twitch.tv/dreadlore. Dreadlore, L-O-R-E. Boom. The episodes are posted weekly on our new podcast. Podcast dance. This is the podcast.
Get it on your phone.
Listen to it.
Yeah, it's actually been going pretty well. It was basically the entire production of this has been done by Ken. and he pushed us to go to a podcast, and it's actually been pretty well received. Anyway, so we're going to post these every week. to the podcast as well as to YouTube. Right. And right. I hate this line, but I've done some research and apparently it's a thing. Hey, like, subscribe, follow our shit. In this day and age of, you know, everything is about high school popularity, it actually really fucking matters. If you're following, thank you. If you're subscribed, super thank you. If you're not, follow it, you know, like it, leave a comment, chat, all that good stuff. That is so goddamn important. Right. Okay.
And Aunt Martha needs to know. Aunt Martha cares about Dreadlore.
And, right, for some reason I wrote this. And don't delve too deeply into the dark. It might look back. I don't know. That was something I wrote. Yeah. Anything else, guys?
I think that was fun. It's therapeutic.
Fuck yeah.
The madness of the darkness of the deep in which
the dark.
Yeah.
All right, we are continuing to improve the stream. hopefully next is our audio improvement.
Because mine's starting to suck this evening. Sorry about that. I apologize. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's all good. It's our tech. Seriously, check out the Patreon. It helps us. Because we can actually start funding some audio upgrades. And we'll be doing some other stuff. Eventually, Daniel will get out of the beach and into somewhere that's more horrific. And I'll get some like strobe lights and like a disco ball.
I think it's pretty horrific when you step on a jellyfish.
Then you have to pee on yourself.
Also, if you're interested in the book, the Dreadlore core book, the links are in the drivethrurpg.com. You can also find it at dreadlore.com, the website. But you can get all of that stuff, the hardback, the digital version, et cetera, et cetera. And if you do, please let us know, because we'd love to play with you and know what you guys are doing. Okay, everybody, thank you, chat. Thank you guys for sticking with us. Lil Gotham, fuck yeah. DJ Archangel, thanks for rolling in. As Lil Gotham says, smash that like button, man.
Nice.
Yeah, for real, thank you guys in the chat for actually sticking in, and it really helps us in our morale. Everybody say thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.